Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Gerson, the Passport Mommy. Now here during the coronavirus and during this time of the pandemic, there's so much going on and we worry about our family members and we have concerns about our veterans and we want to make sure that they are doing okay, veterans and their families as well. And so today I have with me Vietnam War veteran James W. Bill Oxford. He was elected national commander of the nearly 2 million member American Legion on August 29th, 2019 in Indianapolis. During the organization's 101st National Convention, he has been a member of the nation's largest veterans organization since 1986. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, good morning, Michelle. It's an honor and privilege to represent the American Legion.
Thank you so much. So tell me a little bit about how the American Legion has responded to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, Michelle, I like to use a little bit of history. The American Legion was founded in 1919 during the Spanish flu pandemic. And the issues that we're facing now with the COVID crisis is really similar. But over the years, we've learned to develop, overcome, and adapt and just continue to march. The issues that veterans are facing today are similar. We can look at the social distancing, the isolationism, the separationism, the stress caused by the holidays that's coming up. All of those things affect veterans probably a little bit more or to a greater extent than the rest of the population.
Yeah, absolutely. So how has the American Legion adapted to the new environment with everything that's going on?
Well, we've faced the governmental restrictions about closings and not being able to operate, but the American Legion stayed on the job. We still have been able to do things like food drives, like drive-through meals, like PPE collection, PPE distribution, virtual job fairs, and things like Red Cross blood donation. All of those things has been part of what the American Legion is, who we are, and what we do. But those things we've been able to accomplish in spite of the pandemic. We're still facing the same issues, separationism, isolationism, but we're still on this job, still doing what we do.
Terrific. I'm glad to hear that. So tell me a little bit, what is the buddy check?
Okay, our buddy check program, and this is an American Legion program developed by the American Legion for veterans, but the buddy check is a takeoff from a term going back to the World Wars when we had battle buddies. The battle buddy concept was being aware and checking on the guy next to you, and he would be checking on you. But our buddy check program has been developed to ask veterans or Legion members to call and check on other veterans that they're aware of. And these things, I mentioned the isolationism, the separationism. Many veterans are not able to get out on their own. But as we continue our buddy checks, it's just a way to make sure that we're still reaching out to veterans that may feel isolated and let them know that we're still here, we still care, we want to help, and finding out if they need help, assistance, or anything along those lines. And we've been able to accomplish a lot of great things as we make those buddy check calls. Things like we've been able to provide transportation and medical appointments, picking up food, picking up prescriptions, doing those kinds of things that lets people know, hey, we're still here. We're still wanting to help, but you got to let us.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say are the most important issues facing veterans today, and especially during this economic downturn?
Well, when we think about the most important thing facing veterans today is veteran suicides. We're still having somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 veterans a day take their own life. The 20 is a travesty. One is a travesty, but it's a national emergency that the American Legion is trying to move forward and help with. And our buddy check program, as we continue to make those calls, we hope those things are affecting the veteran suicide rate. We've made progress, and there's still lots of things to be done. But as we move forward, we want every veteran out there to know that help is available if they'll reach out and let somebody know about it.
Great. And if somebody wants to get involved with the American Legion, how can they go about doing that?
Well, there's three basic ways. Start with your local post. The post might be closed, but there's always a phone number, and somebody locally is on the job taking voicemails or those things. But start at your local post, and if that doesn't work, every department has a website. That normally is just the department initials with .legion.org, or on the World Wide Web, you can go to the national website. That's legion.org. And all three of those levels of organization can hook you up to the Legion. And we'd be honored and privileged to have anybody interested in any of our program to come on board and help us out.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Bill Oxford. I really appreciate you taking the time today and for all that you're doing for veterans around the world. Thank you so much.
Well, Michelle, I love your podcast. So thanks very much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Have a great day.